Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
So, you know, I never really paid a lot of attention to the words I was using in my sales messages. I just thought that, you know, if you put out there the details, the features, and the benefits, that you were going to get the kind of response that you wanted. And man, I am so wrong. Actually spent a whole bunch of time working on a new website. You can check it out. It's bacon coach.com. Bacon, B-A-C-O-N, coach, C-O-A-C-H.com. And that was actually a culmination of working with my coach and a focus group. And they really helped me to center in on what were the key points that I needed to get across in order to convince people that this may be something that they want. That's the whole purpose of a sales letter or a sales page. Now, let me be honest with you guys. Not that I've ever lied before, but I'm not a huge fan of long-form sales pages. And the reason I didn't like them is because I just wanted to get the information and go. But what I've learned over the course of time is they work. And why do they work? Because people have specific things that they need to be convinced of, and it's your job to do that. So what are those things? Well, first and foremost, I did this kind of social experiment, which was kind of crazy. But I actually posted something a little political and controversial online, was asking for some opinions, and man, it just exploded. What I saw was two sides of the argument going head-to-head with each other on my post. And yeah, it was probably a bad idea. As a matter of fact, I preach all the time, never put anything political or religious online because you're bound to piss off 50% of your audience. And what I tried to do was do something kind of in the middle, but it didn't matter because you had one side that was incredibly passionate about their side and another side that was incredibly passionate about their side. And the bottom line is nobody wins because you're not going to change minds. But see, that is the essence of what a sales letter has to do. What I defined in that one post was a pain point for side A and side B. And each of them wanted that pain point to be heard so bad that they wanted their messages out there that they were right and this is it. So you may ask yourself, what does this have to do with a sales letter, a sales page, or email? Let me tell you, a lot. So when you start looking at your audience, you have to figure out what their pain point is. What is it that you have that's going to solve their problem? And there's so many different pieces to this. The first thing is you have to define what the problem is. And if it doesn't resonate with somebody, they're going to look at it and say, eh, not for me. So you have to talk to the specific audience about what their pain point is. Now, in the case of the online argument that we got into, you've got two different pain points. If you're going to reach those two different audiences, then you need to create two separate sales pages or two separate sales messages and direct the right people to each one. Think about that for a second. You have to direct the right message to the right audience. Pretty basic and straightforward, right? Then after that, once they've identified the fact that they understand that they have a pain point, then you have to show them that, hey, there is a solution to this. And there's a couple of things about it that are very important. People don't want to work. They want that quick fix solution, but you got to be honest and say, hey, look, there is no quick fix solution. So let me explain the basic easy steps so that you can get to the point where this is no longer a pain for you. Included in this, you have to tell people the benefits, not the features. Now, you can expand on features, but people buy benefits. Benefits are the things that are going to make their lives easier. It's going to take away certain things. It's going to make less work, not more work. You have to sell the benefits to them and their business. That's key. But a lot of times what we tend to do as marketers or small business people is we tend to write in the features. It has five dials, and you could twist them 365 degrees. They're blue. People don't care about that. They don't care what the dials are. They want to know what the dial does to make their life easier. That's what the benefits are. The next thing that you have to do is you have to have some proof of concept. So this is going to solve my problem, but what am I going to get out of this? What is the ROI? What's the return on investment? Am I going to see something of value when I'm done going through whatever it is you're trying to sell me? That's important. The next thing you have to do as far as proof of concept goes is you have to find some testimonials, real people, real examples that have used whatever it is that you're selling and saw a benefit that exceeded their expectations, not just matched their expectations, because that's what everybody else does. You have to find a way to exceed expectations and hopefully find some people that have used what you're selling, and that's been the case. Those are powerful. And you have to make people feel comfortable. You know, if they buy now, is their money gone in an abyss forever? Do they know, like, and trust you? So you have to sell yourself. You have to say, hey, look, I've been doing this for 35 years. I'm very, very good at what I do. And I promise you that if you're not happy with the end result, that you will get your money back. Now, a money-back guarantee, you have to set some parameters on it. Sometimes people do lifetime money-back guarantees. I tend to do 30-day money-back guarantees. Because in 30 days, if they're not getting the results, then they deserve their money back. That used to be a sticking point with me when I was writing sales letters. I didn't want to put that in there because everybody's going to want their money back. No, it means I didn't have faith in myself. Since I've been putting money-back guarantees into my sales letters, I've literally had one person ask for their money back. That's it. In the course of 30 days. And you know what? That person probably would not have benefited from it. And it's much better to have somebody satisfied saying this person is honest and straightforward rather than them going online and stirring up the pot like some angry person. So don't be afraid to offer that. And then finally, you have to make the offer sound like it's of value to them. This is all the stuff that you're going to get. This is what it's going to cost. Now, one of the feedback that I got is be realistic. Don't bump up the numbers to, I'm going to give you $25,000 in bonuses, because nobody's going to believe that. What you have to say is, here's the cost. Here's what would cost you to do it yourself. Here's the savings that you're going to get. And here are the ROI, the return on investment benefits for you and your business. So those are just some of the key pieces of the perfect sales letter or sales page or email. And what you have to understand is you have to start strong. You have to induce that pain point so that people say, that is me. And then you have to dive in really quickly to keep them reading, to keep them interested, so they get to the point where they say, you know what? I'm going to click that button. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to send an email. Let me try this because I know, like, and trust this person, this product, this service enough that I'm willing to part with my money to solve my pain. The final thing I want to talk about is, if you're listening to this now, you may not hear the interview with my guest, Armin Morin. He goes through and explains this in detail, but it's on the extended version, which you can only get inside of the Bacon Podcast Insiders Club. So what I'm going to ask you to do is go to baconpodcast.com/$-special. And I want you to specifically go look for Armin Morin's podcast, The Extended Interview. Inside of there, he gives you 11 steps to writing perfect sales copy. Trust me, it is worth the investment of a dollar. So go check it out, baconpodcast.com/$-special. Writing great sales copy connects you up with your ideal customer who needs what you're selling today. Now, people, I've learned this by using coaches, by using mastermind groups, by using think tanks, and it's been a process for me. There's a lot to learn about writing great sales copy, but the ultimate thing that Armin Morin said is, imagine you're sitting across a table and having a conversation with someone. That is the best way to write great sales copy.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.